Can I just say, I took Eloise out for our work's Christmas do tonight.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. It was a little bit pony. It was pony. We went to a vegan... I know, what was I thinking? We went to a vegan bus. Because it's round the corner, and it
looks
quirky.
Good.
And I've been to a vegetarian bus for my stag night in Hoxton, which was wonderful. Like, proper restaurant, proper waitress service.
Nice.
Menus. Heating, wonderful. And so we went to this vegan place, and I'd reserved a table. I don't know why, it was empty, apart from a lot of French.
Yeah.
And we started going upstairs, and the guy said, oh, the menu's outside, on the side of the bus. We're like... Okay, so we're outside they said it's too cold for it to snow. I don't know how that works. It's so cold, even the snow can't be asked to show itself,
it's
right? That's how cold it is, right? So we stood there looking at the four options they've got. And then we made the order, and then we went in, then we started going in again. We went, we like to receive payment before the meal. And I don't think it's an exaggeration. I went, what? Yeah, payment before the meal. I said, yeah, but the meal might be rubbish. And if it's rubbish, you've got no comeback then if you pay.
You can't get a refund.
Yeah,
then.
You can't get a refund, or you can't get asked, you can't say, well, I'm not paying for this. I've paid.
I'm just gonna have to like it or lump it.
So I just stormed up into the bus, the top deck of the bus, when we're paying afterwards. Like a normal restaurant would do. Like a normal restaurant would
well,
do.
I just say though, yes. Like we didn't necessarily think it was that great, but we still didn't say anything
no.
to them.
No, I'm good at arguing in restaurants when there's bad service, but the lad was very nice.
He
I felt sorry
lovely,
for him.
Yeah.
But we both had shepherd's pie.
Yeah.
It's brown on top. It was brown.
And chewy.
Brown and chewy with hard bits in. Now, the thing I don't get about vegans, and if you're a vegan and you're listening, try and phone up and defend yourself. You can't because you're too weird. Vegan food, they take all of the joy, the flavour, the taste. There's no taste.
Yeah, all we said was a bit of spice in this.
Bit of spice.
Lovely.
Bit of ketchup. Can't have ketchup. It's probably got rennet in it. It's got a bit of rennet in the ketchup. So it was just the blandest food I've ever had in my life. And then we had these smoothies, and smoothies are normally flavoursome. And
yeah.
It was just like a big plastic beaker of snot.
We just had a bit of a raspberry in it. Perfect.
Would have been lovely. Bit of yogurt. Can't have yogurt. It's got rennet in it. It's got rennet in it. You also had cashew nuts in. How can you have a smoothie with nuts in? You can't smooth a nut. You can't do it.
I've got to say, though, I thought it was really funny and I had a good time.
Well, all right. Yes, there is that. We had a good laugh. And then, of course, we got very drunk, copped off with each other and photocopied our genitals and put them all around the office, which really is a lot of fun.
But what tipped it over the edge?
We didn't do that.
Would you like pudding?
Pudding. Now, we both got excited at the word pudding.
Yeah.
And forgot the disappointing meal that we just had. I thought, oh, pudding, yes. And was it called festive pie?
Yours was festive pie, mine was nut pie.
So it's the same pie. Really, was it?
Like, there was no difference.
Mine had a red guju berry.
Mine had chopped up red goji.
Oh, yours
berries.
Had the goji berries.
Yes, yeah, so
mine,
really
mine had less in it. And anyway, a pie to me has got pastry. Pie's got pastry to it.
I expect it in a bowl.
Yeah, a bowl with custard on.
Yeah.
It's got rennet in it. So he comes back literally a second later with this tiny little brick wrapped up in paper.
Like and a little mini present.
And we both looked at it and we went, what the... I shouldn't know, it's because the fella behind you, the weird American fella, he brought his own...
Brought his own.
He's like,
We should have known
oatmeal
then.
Bar. Yeah. So we should have guessed. So we looked at each other, and I thought this was like, you know, you get like a chocolate after the meal before the dessert. I thought this is that. If you want to go and see what this festive pie looks like, facebook.com/IanLeeShow. They're up there. It looks like stools.
Even Ian's finger is bigger
My
than...
My finger is there to illustrate the length of the said pies. They were all right.
You had to eat them maybe a bite a day, though, just to get it down because it was so rich.
With food that I don't like or that I don't want to have much of, I have to eat them all in one go so that it's out of the way quickly, so my mind isn't facing it.
Yeah, you threw half yours in the bin, though.
I didn't. I threw an eighth of mine in the bin. I did, so up yours, Dolores. and then, because the service had been fine and it had been all right, just a bit weird.
He was lovely. The second guy was lovely.
The first guy was a... bit pushy. So we went downstairs and he went, how was your meal? And we both went, oh yeah, it's very nice, thank you very much.
Oh, no.
And then I pretended I was interested. I go, oh, how long have you been here? Who owns the bit of land that the bus is on?
I couldn't. You asked that.
Who owns? Is it the council or is it the NCP car park? I couldn't care.
I literally
couldn't care less about it. £30 that meal cost me. £30.
That's quite a lot for that. We were too interested in looking at the dirty old men going in and out of sex shops.
We were opposite three porno shops. But also, it would have been cheaper. It's cheaper to buy that food and take it out.
Yeah.
And we would have still got it in the same polystyrene cups and bowls.
Yeah, which they threw away. They weren't recycling anything.
Recycling my bum! So, vegans, you're idiots. You are idiots. I genuinely don't see the point of veganism.
We've tried it,
and it sucks. I said sucks, but I meant the other word. It's rubbish. It's no taste to it. It's no humour. There's no joie de vivre. It's just bland. And it's a cliche to say this, and I'm not a man of cliches, I don't think, but just bland, brown, tasteless, horrible.
And they surely can only eat three things in the whole of their lifetime, because that's all they had on that menu was three options.
Your potato, your nut, and your quinine.
Lentils.
Balls. Absolute, utter balls.